It's the 21st of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A number of Bedford Borough councillors have weighed in on the possibility of a major film studio wanting to build a theme park in Kempston Hardwick. Councillors, including Bedford's Conservative Mayor Tom Wootton, were welcoming of the potential investment by Universal Studios, but stated that residents would first have to be consulted. Mr. Wootton added, "These are early days and much detailed work is required before any decisions are made." Liberal Democrat councillor Henry Van pointed to former Lib Dem Mayor Dave Hodson, who he believes paved the way for the opportunity. Mohammed Yazin, the Bedford and Kempston Labour MP, said that the park would bring significant investment and growth into the area, bringing jobs and tourism with it. An Evri delivery van driver was caught off guard yesterday as his vehicle was stolen while he was dropping off a package in Houghton Conquest. The theft of the unmarked Ford Transit van has angered customers expecting their online parcels. Police are appealing for witnesses. Bedfordshire Anglian Water customers could be receiving a small refund as part of a £70 million lawsuit brought by environmental and water consultant Professor Carolyn Roberts. The legal action claims that customers were overcharged when it was discovered that the number of incidents where sewage was being discharged directly into rivers and lakes was underreported. Anglian Water serves 4.8 million customers in the east of England. Alex Goulding, who has been placed into the Guinness Book of World Records 15 times, plans to host a New Year's public workout at Samson's Academy in Bedford for mental health awareness. Mr. Goulding said he wanted to show that an expensive gym membership or equipment is unnecessary to improve both physical and mental well-being. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.